In the north direction, which is what's associated with soul retrieval, is the place of the mystery teachings. And there are three core teachings in this direction. The main one, the central one of these, is the mastery of time. See, the medicine societies recognized that there was more than one kind of time. They recognized that time was like a river that flowed very lazily to the sea. Very, very lazily to the sea, like the Amazon does. The Amazon is the longest river in the world. And it travels 6,000 miles with a drop in altitude of about 800 feet. So it's very slow, very lazy. They recognized that time was like the Amazon that meandered very lazily to the sea. But that in the middle of this river, there was a current that flowed back to its source. They recognized that there were two kinds of time. The first kind of time, which is the time that we know, which is the kind of time that flies like an arrow. Linear time, monochronic time, that flies like an arrow, with the future is ahead of us, the past is behind. Now the problem with this kind of time that flies like an arrow is that it tends to breed psychologists. Because who you are today is a result of something that happened to you yesterday or the day before yesterday or when you were 12 or when you were 8 or when you were 6 or two lifetimes ago. And psychologists are wonderful, and it's a wonderful science and a healing art. But the problem with this kind of time is that the past keeps spilling over into the present and claiming it. And the main operating principle of this kind of time is causality. So that we are the effect of an earlier cause. But shamans recognized that there was another kind of time that turned like a wheel, that was polychronic. Not monochronic, and the, whose main operating principle was not causality, but synchronicity. Causality still operated within that kind of time, but minimally. Synchronicity was the main operating principle. And they understood that we could break free of the grip of linear time to step into the time that turned like a wheel, and through certain processes, be able to journey back up through that stream of time, back to the source, to identify an event that had occurred perhaps very early in your client's life that had resulted in trauma, in which part of their soul became lost, that had resulted in soul loss. So they were able to journey back along a client's timeline to identify the circumstances, usually very early in life, that were responsible for a fragmentation of the soul. And bring that soul part back, retrieve that soul part, and bring it back into the present. And the core process involved in this was known as journeying, shamanic journeying. So according to the lore, when we suffer soul loss, a part of the soul fragments and returns back to its mother. So it goes down into the belly of the earth, down into the belly of the mother, of Pachamama, into the belly of the earth, back to the mother womb. So that the shaman's journey is a journey down into the lower world, down into the mother womb to recover, to meet the soul part and invite it to come back. Now sometimes the soul part turns around and says, "Why should I come back? I mean, look at her life. She says she wants to play more, to have more creative time. She doesn't want to work as hard. Like, why should I come back? How do I know she's going to protect me and honor me and look after me?" So sometimes the shaman comes back with a laundry list. So she's coming back, but only if you do this, 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 and that. And sometimes his soul part says, "I'll come back for a week. See if you can really protect me and honor me and care for me and look after me." And sometimes it says, "I've been waiting for you for so long, and comes right back. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a soul retrieval journey for ourselves. And this, the map that we're going to use as a jungle map, a map of the jungle peoples. So that we're going to send our luminous bodies down into the earth. Imagine sending your luminous body down into the earth until you find an underground river or stream. And when you find a stream, lie in it and feel the pebbles and the stones against your back and let the waters wash through you and cleanse away any energies that do not belong, that you cannot take with you into domains of the soul. And then at a certain point, let the current take you, let the waters take you deep into the belly of the mother, into a great cavern, and to wash you onto the shores of a great cavern, and look about you, there is a light. And call in the gatekeeper to the lower world. In the Andes, the gatekeeper is known as Huascar, Huascar Inca, but it doesn't matter what we call her, what we call him. The important thing is that we be allowed to enter these domains. And I'll call on the gatekeeper on all of our behalves. And then I'd like you to look into her eyes and state your intent. I come to seek for that which will make me whole. And ask her, ask him to guide you. And when you meet the self, the soul part, engage her in dialogue. Ask her, who are you? When did you leave? Why did you leave? Why did you have to go? What was your pain? What are your gifts? What is your medicine? What is your strength? What is your beauty? Come with me. If it's right, come with me. Come with me. How can I look after you? How can I honor you? And then begin to make your way back to the place of the waters where you were washed in. Thank the gatekeeper. Call on the soul part to come back with you and dive into the waters. And at that point, you're going to call on a spirit animal, on a power animal to come back with you. And call on the soul part. And dive into the waters and let the waters carry you to the place where you rested. And rest there again, calling on the soul part and the spirit animal to come with you. And then begin your journey up, up through the bedrock, past the roots of the great trees, back into your body. And then reach out with your hands outstretched, and receive this soul part. Take it into your heart. And then reach out with your hands again and take the spirit animal and take it into your heart.